The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. This month, the big topic of discussion about Venezuela isn't focused on its plummeting oil output or food shortages or economic collapse. It's about invasion. That is, reports that last year President Trump told his top aides he wanted to order a military invasion of Venezuela. Those aides talked him out of it, of course, but the reports have Venezuelans like 19-year-old Camila Duarte feeling confused and irritated.
I think it's hypocrisy.
Duarte, her mother, and younger brother are applicants for U.S. asylum. For the moment, they're living in Deerfield Beach. And like a lot of Venezuelans and Venezuelan expats here in South Florida, they're asking a question. If Trump considers Venezuela's socialist regime disastrous and dictatorial enough to invade, why doesn't he consider Venezuelans oppressed enough to receive more U.S. visas and asylum?
You're denouncing what is happening in Venezuela and the human rights violations, but yet you want to give asylum to Venezuelans who are coming here to survive?
Duarte's mother was an attorney in Caracas who opposed leftist President Nicolás Maduro. Duarte says government officials harassed the family and threatened them with violence. Regime loyalists threw rocks and garbage at their car.
We would go to school and there would be people asking about me and my brother, so it was very, very dangerous.
Duarte's confident they have a strong asylum case. Meanwhile, they have work permits here, and Duarte was recently accepted to the University of Florida in Gainesville. But after 5 years, she admits that she, like many Venezuelans awaiting asylum now, is nervous.
I personally am scared that because of the new anti-immigrant policies and Trumpism, we're going to go in front of that judge and he's going to say that we're not allowed to stay here anymore because I don't know what I will do. I cannot imagine going back.
Duarte fears the anti-immigrant climate under Trump means fewer Venezuelan families like hers are getting asylum. Venezuelans say they're already seeing a drastic reduction in the number of U.S. visitor visas they're being granted and that the visas they have are often being revoked.
This is really, really crazy and it's really worrisome.
Maria Trina Burgos is a Venezuelan-American immigration attorney in Doral. She says more and more Venezuelans here are calling her because relatives back home had their U.S. visas canceled, usually without explanation.
There is nothing we can do. The embassy just say, oh, we revoked your visa. You can apply later again. They will never give you the visa back. Never.
The State Department says it does not comment on visa issuances or revocations. But Burgos says she partly gets why the Trump administration is pulling back on visas for Venezuelans. Millions of people are leaving the country's humanitarian crisis and authoritarian regime each year. But more and more who come to the U.S. with visitor visas are staying here illegally.
If you will give the six-month visa, they stay years.
As for asylum, Burgos says U.S. officials are also catching more Venezuelans filing false claims of violent regime persecution. That's because most of them are escaping the economic catastrophe. But legally, it's rarely, if ever, grounds for asylum.
The Venezuelan situation should be considered as an asylum cause. People think, you have to protect me, this country is falling apart. But they don't.
Venezuelans now request U.S. asylum more than any other nationality, and their numbers are rising about 150% each year. Even so, the recent trend and fears are causing many Venezuelans to emigrate somewhere besides the U.S., especially their South American neighbors.
Yeah, it's really, really impossible right now to get a visa.
Like computer engineer Albert Martinez.
It's easier to go to Lima.
Martinez recently crossed into Cucuta, Colombia, en route to a new life in Lima, Peru, because his request for a U.S. visa had just been denied. Experts say a big problem is the false expectation raised by the experience of Cubans coming to Florida from communist Cuba. For decades, they only had to step on U.S. soil to get legal status. That's no longer the case, but it lingers in the minds of asylum-seeking Venezuelans like Camila Duarte in Deerfield Beach, whose family say they're escaping socialist repression.
When they feel they're not treated the same way as Cubans, they're very angry about that.
Venezuelans are discovering it's a different time now, and under Trump, a much different time. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.